For the latest news on the case, I'm joined by reporter Gary Harkeye. He's been covering the ongoing investigation for the Charleston Gazette. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So we heard from two of the officials working on this case. Can you break down the story for us? And there are mixed reports about Williams crossing paths with the suspects. What do you know about that?
Well, there is a charge that was filed against Bobby Brewster in July, and he was charged with domestic battery and domestic assault for allegedly hitting and verbally threatening Williams at the mobile home where she was eventually found tortured.
Now, Megan Williams' name has been released to the press. That is fairly unusual in sexual assault cases. Do you know why that was done?
Her family, I contacted them on Monday and just to put in a call and said, you know, I don't know if you want to talk to us, but if you do, obviously we'd like to talk to you. And they were very willing to talk, basically because she, her mother, Carmen Williams, feels that this is a story that needs to be told and it needs to be out there. These are terrible things that happened to her daughter, and she wants people to know what happened.
Now, the Charleston Daily Mail, which is not your paper, reported that Carmen Williams said her daughter, Megan, was mentally challenged and has attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. What do you know about her mental state, whether she may have been more vulnerable to dealing with people who obviously didn't have her best interest at heart?
I spoke to her father about that as well, Matthew Williams, and what he told me was that his daughter took some special education classes in high school. She also took some regular classes, and he did confirm that she had attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. To what extent that played in her capture or in this incident, I don't know. I talked to there was a girl that lives on the other side of the road from the trailer where she was eventually found, who says that about a month ago, she Megan Williams ran down the hill from that home and needed some help to get out of there, and she says she took her to the state police station. And I think, and I asked the girl there what she was like, what Megan was like, and was she fairly with it, and was she seemed fairly intelligent, and she said yes, she seemed fine. So I don't really know what extent that played in this. She obviously had some sort of mental problem, but as far as that being a major factor in this, I just don't know.
As you mentioned, Carmen Williams, her mother, is speaking and spoke to you. What is she communicating at this point, both about her emotional state and about what she'd want to happen in this case?
The family is holding a press conference here at 2 o'clock. They're wanting to talk to the media, I guess, a little bit about this not being charged as a hate crime at this time. They have some questions about that. They feel that it should be charged as a hate crime. And as far as her emotional state, I've talked to the family every day, and they seem to be doing better than they were the first day. They say that Megan is doing better, and I think as Megan goes, so goes the family.
And there have been pictures released of Carmen and Megan in the hospital, Megan's wounds bandaged. It seems as if the family is being very proactive in speaking to the media.
Yeah, they really want to talk to people about this. They kind of have their good days and bad days. I know yesterday they weren't doing a whole lot of interviews or talking much. I think just because they were exhausted from the day before. It seems as though they're speaking out a good bit more today.
Now, you mentioned that they're going to have a press conference about the hate crimes issue. There could be state-level hate crimes, federal-level hate crimes. Does the community, from what you know, seem to think that this is a race-based case? And what is the family arguing about the hate crime issue?
The community as a whole is extremely angry about this. I don't know that they feel that it's a race-based case or not. But there is a level of anger that I've, just talking to people on the street, just people you come in contact with every day, there's a level of anger that I've seen in this that I've never seen on any story I've ever reported on before. What was the second part of your question?
The family's conference on the hate crime issue, do you have any sense of how they feel about whether or not there should be hate crime charges?
I believe they feel there should be hate crime charges. Her mother told me today that she believes this is a hate crime, that they stabbed her in the leg repeatedly, and every time they did it, they called her the N-word, and that I think that pretty much, that to the family, that means there definitely should be hate crime charges.
Where do you go from here? There was some criticism by the officials we spoke with that media attention is not helping this case.
Well, I mean, the case is out there, and there's a lot of interest in it, and we're going to follow it as we have been, and that's pretty much where that stands.
Well, Gary, thanks so much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.
Gary Harkeye is a reporter with the Charleston Gazette, and he spoke with us by phone from Logan, West Virginia.